You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
All right now, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and porn fans, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, or the great MILF goddess in the sky. But until we start quoting ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen? Can I get an A, women?
A, women!
Wow! Come one, come all, or just come. AdultCon, here we come. Here we are. Woo! And it's my first time, so go easy on me. I'm a virgin. I think we all are virgins here. We are all virgins. So I don't know how many of you have been to AdultCon before, but this is our first time. But we're very, very excited to be here. It's very, very exciting. It's hotter than a bunch of Russian hookers in a Trump Tower toilet. Yeah. And Ted Cruz goes like, right? Okay. So, oh yeah, babies. And speaking of exciting and hot, this is my latex dress by Mademoiselle Elo. And of course, latex, as you all know, needs to be lubed up. So who would like to lube me up, ladies, please? Lube me up.
Yeah.
Lube up my latex. Mademoiselle Elo latex. And a little bit goes a long way, remember that? Yes, oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite part of the talk. I wonder why. I'm allowed to do this in the convention center because there really is a important purpose, a practical purpose to this, which is that latex always looks a lot better when it's lubed.
Yeah.
That's right. And we have bananas also. We have bananas. Would anyone like a banana out there? Yeah, yeah, come forward. You have to come forward for a banana.
You have to make monkey sounds.
Oh. I don't know if I should throw it. I could be accused of being with Antifa. Okay. You'll get one on the next round. Right. So I want to introduce myself, first of all, just in case you don't know. I am Dr. Susan Block. And I am the, let's see if I can do this, the banana lady. That's right. And that is to say I am a sex therapist.
Yeah.
That's right. I will, give me one of those cream pies there. Oh, I will get the banana in the cream pie, if you know what I mean. Now, not all bananas go in pies, and not all pies go with bananas. Some pies go with pies, some bananas go with bananas, but whatever your fare, I'll get you there. That's right. So, you know, bananas are a very important part of this program, so I would like one of my Bonoboville volunteers to show us the proper eating of a banana. Okay, maybe we're gonna have two at once. This is Alex Moore, who is a fantastic porn star, and Jackie Blue, who is also a fantastic porn star. And they are gonna show you the art, and also Veronica Valentine down on the bottom here. Yes. And she is going to go at it. Oh, yes. Look at that. Penis fencing. I mean, banana rubbing. Right. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. While they're just showing you the art of eating a banana,
And they're very, very artistic at it, aren't they? Very, very artistic. And I'm just going to say that some of you might know me from my show. My job as a sex therapist is my day job, and that's very private and confidential. And even if Ted Cruz were my client, I wouldn't tell you. But my show is kind of semi-public. I do it in a place we call Bonoboville in West LA. Yes. And woo, Bonoboville. And yes, indeed, we have a good time. We've been having a good time for over 25 years with my husband, Max, who is my prime mate, my captain, my executive producer, my original filmmaker, my lover, and my best friend, 25 years. And Max is also a great publisher, a porn pioneer, publisher of Love Magazine, Hate, Finger, the LA Star. Maybe you that collect old porn magazines might recognize some of these. And we just love porn stars. Here's some porn stars. You have them on your postcards that have been on the show. Just a few of the porn stars that have been on the show, mixed with some cool people that aren't porn stars. You know, all kinds of people, from Ron Jeremy to Nina Hartley to Bonnie Rotten before she was even a porn star, when she was just a stripper, and Betty Page, and of course Alex Moore is on there. Yeah, and Veronica Valentine. And we have other types of people like Christina Hepburn, a sex comedian of Sex Talk, Danielle Watts, actress, and Chef Be Live, Chef, who also had a stint as a porn star for a little while. So, and of course my lovely assistant, Gypsy Bonobo here. Yay! And we just love these people, porn stars, not all porn stars, but we feel that porn stars are on the front lines of the culture war against sexual oppression. And we are very, very excited about that. And we just want to say, some people salute the troops, and we do too, but we salute the porn stars. Yes. Can we salute the porn stars, please? Because the porn stars are out there putting their bodies on the line for us, for our sex education, because basically sex education sucks in this country. So we need to get it from our porn stars.
Amen.
And A-women.
A-women.
And for our entertainment. For our entertainment. For our masturbatory and consensual sexual enjoyment. And this is very important. This is nothing frivolous, as we are going to talk about today. And these people, these porn stars, who put themselves on the line, who get likes from Ted Cruz, even though Ted Cruz tries to take away their livelihood. Yeah, a lot of people in the closet about this. But they put themselves on the line anyway. And we love them for that. They are very special people. And they remind me of a very special friend of mine named Lana. Lana, who is a beautiful, voluptuous brunette with big brown eyes that sparkle as she flirts. And Lana loves to flirt. She has a couple of boyfriends, but she enjoys her gal pals just as much, if not more sometimes. Lana loves to party! Woohoo! Yes, indeed. But she can be fierce when crossed, though she's quick to forgive, and a great leader and peacemaker in her community. In fact, Lana is very sexual and very much like a lot of wonderful women here today. But Lana is not a woman or even a human being. Lana is a bonobo. And I'm trying to hit the thing. Abe, help me out here. And yes, spread apart a little here, you guys. Yeah, meet the bonobos, the make love not war chimpanzees who swing through the trees as well as with each other. Now, who here does not know a bonobo from a banana? Does anybody not know what a bonobo is? You don't know what a bonobo is. You don't know what a bonobo is. Okay, good. That's good, because we're going to teach you what a bonobo is. But even if you're a bonobo buff like us, you're going to enjoy this talk about the bonobo way of great sex.
Yeah.
Absolutely, because, you know, we're all apes. That's right. I mean, I know Ron Jeremy, he kind of is hairier than most apes. That's why we call him the hedgehog. But even those of us who shave everything and very smooth, we are great apes. Yes, indeed, we are animals. Even though we often forget this, we do. And this is what messes us up psychologically, sexually, politically, ecologically. And that's why it feels so good sometimes to release your inner animal, right? Do you like to release your inner animal? What's your favorite inner animal? Release an inner animal. Doesn't have to be a bonobo. It could be a lion or a tiger, or it could be a cuckold, or it could be a pussy cat. It could be a cock. Hey, happy year of the cock. It's year of the rooster, Chinese year of the rooster. So it could be any animal that helps you to get in touch with your animal nature that we so often repress. Oh, and that feels so good, and that is so good to release. Now, every animal has something to teach us about how to have great sex. Really, every animal does, even worms and stuff. I mean, they can switch sexes, so, you know, they really have a lot going on there. Every animal teaches us something about sex. But bonobos can probably teach us the most about sex because they are the closest to us. That's right. And so we're going to learn what we can about how to have great sex. About what do bonobos know that we don't know about sex, about love, about relationships, about politics, and then back to sex.
Yeah.
All right. First, here are three things we know, actually five things we know about bonobos. One, bonobos are very close to us. That is, they are over 98% genetically similar to us. That's right, for all you science marchers, that is very meaningful. But even if you are not into genealogy, then you can just look into their eyes and you can see it. You can almost feel like you're looking into a living version of the missing link. Very, very close to us. And closer than monkeys. Does anybody know the difference between apes and monkeys? Apes and monkeys. Who knows the difference? Yes.
Monkeys have tails.
Give him a lay. Okay. Why don't you give it to him, Gypsy? Come on up here. Okay, so you got laid at AdultCon.
Yay.
That's from Agua. All right. So that's number one. Number two, bonobos have a lot of sex. Okay, so here comes the acting out, but we gotta keep it sort of clean for, AdultCon. But they do it in a bonobo sutra of positions. Many, many positions. So they do it doggy style. Who wants to do a doggy style representation here? Okay, doggy style. Obviously, all the animals do it doggy style, and that's great. But they also do it face to face, looking into each other's eyes, like tantric sex practitioners, or two people very much in love. And sometimes they do it hanging from a tree, and sometimes they just do it sitting on the ground, or in the car, right? That's what human bonobo sapiens do. Absolutely. And Danielle and Chef P Live are definitely bonobo sapiens. Let's hear it for them for their unsimulated simulation. Absolutely. So bonobos have all kinds of sex. male, female, as well as male, male, and female, female. And there's even a kind of trans bonobo thing going on. So they're bisexual, pansexual, omnisexual, polyamorous, all of which gives them more opportunities for great sex. Okay, number three. Bonobos have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. That's right. They're the only great apes who never kill each other. This appears to have something to do with all the sex. Right? Suck those bananas, gals. Because, you know, it's like, suck bananas for peace. Suck bananas for peace. Right. And, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, maybe one day somebody could put a gun in a bonobo's hands like those people holding guns back here. But hopefully, the bonobos will teach us how to make peace through pleasure before we teach them how to kill. That's my hope. Number three. Females rule Bonoboville. That's right. And that ain't no Kellyanne con job. That was a joke. Okay. So, yeah, actually, females do rule Bonoboville. I mean, there are, is it an exchange between the males and the females? Actually, they share the power, but the females do get a lot of power. They get first dibs on the food, that's what counts. And, you know, it is amazing. Not just the young and fertile females, but MILFs rule Bonoboville. That's right, and that's not an alternative fact. That's a real fact. And number five, the guys like it, right?
Yeah.
The MILFs rule, the females rule, but the guys are happy. Let's have a happy bonobo boy come on over here. Right. This is a happy bonobo boy. Now, you sit down. Okay. Now, one of the ways that the females rule is through female solidarity. So let's have two females and they do a sex act together. It's kind of a girl-girl sex act, you could say. And in fact, it's called GG, which is short for genital rubbing. Although I prefer the Magandu name, which is hoka hoka. But you do it basically, like twerking. It's like twerking together, twerking for peace. And this brings them together. You can see it on this film too, which is not synced to my talk. It's just here to give you a sense of life in Bonoboville, which is very similar, as you can see, to life in LA, just with more hair and less hairspray. And you can keep doing that. Yeah. Or maybe we could have another Hoka Hoka girl. Hoka Hoka girl. And the boys, here's a boy, Bonobo boy. Of course, boys love to watch girls, right? So the boy is enjoying watching the Hoka Hoka girls dancing together. That's right, Hoka Hoka. It's like a little dance. It's like the Bonobo Tango, except instead of slow cheek to cheek, it's fast vulva to vulva or vulva to ass or something like that. Release your inner ass, yeah. And it feels good and it builds relationships. And Hoka Hoka lubricates life in Bonoboville.
And it feels
and
good.
Yes, it feels good. It calms the ladies down and it calms the guys down just to look. And the guys, you know, the guys are bigger and stronger than the females and they have fangs. Show your fangs. So they could tear the females apart, but they don't. Why? Because they get laid. Give me a lay. Okay. They get laid, right. They get laid regularly by fertile, nice, older females, all kinds of females, all kinds, as well as by each other. Yes, penis fencing, anyone. I don't think we can do that in the convention center. And rump rubbing, and they have oral sex, anal sex, massage,
really,
and
relaxing.
Hugs.
Like
lots of hugs. Group hug. It's really relaxing. That's right. And that's right, Danielle. All that hot sex just cools them out. And this is the bonobo way. Peace through pleasure. Peace through pleasure. Yes, indeed. And, well, what do you think? Can we do it? Can we be bonobo? Yeah? Do you think so-so? Yeah, I hope so-so. So, you know, maybe we can have some audience member give us a banana demonstration, or perhaps a cream pie. Is anyone really good at eating cream pie? Would anyone be very good at that? Okay, so we're gonna have to have one of our people do that.
Yes.
Yes, Danielle and Live are also married, but they're having fun. Okay, and they are very bonobo. They are pansensual. Yes. Okay. So now we have Gypsy's cream pie being eaten up by. The delightful tongue of Miss Alex Moore. Yes. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
She's really licking that cream pie very, very nicely. I think you can do that here at the convention center. You can lick cream pie. Now, by the way, I just want to say bonobos do combine food and sex quite a lot. And they have a lot of oral sex. In fact, you could say they have more oral sex than intercourse. They love to lick. They do. They do. They love to lick. So, you must be somewhat bonobo, even though I understand you're a little bit shy here today. Because you're here. Right? Oh. And, okay, Alex Moore. Let's hear it for Alex Moore and her cream pie licking abilities. Watch her on Dr. Susan Block.TV ride the motor bunny. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was pretty amazing.
The best.
The best.
Subscribe now.
So, you know, you're here at Adult Con. I mean, it means that you have made sex a priority in your life, which is great. You believe in the goodness of sex, right? Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Yes, whether it's because it turns you on, or it's good for your health, which it is good for your health, or you feel it's good for society, which, as the bonobos show us, it is good for society, or because it's just good for business. After all, this is Adult Con, so we're here in the business. The bonobos will support you because they are a new, alternative, great ape paradigm of great sex, right? Out with the killer ape paradigm, in with great sex, especially at this critical time in history when, you know, a lot of us are moving forward. A lot of us are moving into a bonobo state of being, but there's a backlash against us. So we got to use the bonobos as our weapon of mass seduction. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. So, okay, so I had a couple named Phoebe and Charlie who came to the Institute.
You want to
be the couple?
Yeah.
And the Institute is really a place that you can visit in West LA. Oh, you're Phoebe and Charlie. You're going to mix it up. Okay. So this is Christina Hepburn. These are not, they're not really a couple.
No.
But Danielle wants to sit this one out. And so Christina is a great comedian, a sex comedian, and a sex talk host. And so, you know, they came to me because they had great sex when they got married. When you got married, you had great sex. Acts like you had great sex when you got married.
Really good.
Really good. But now their sex life is in the toilet. And they're not into golden showers. No, they don't like each other very much. See, Christina here, who's playing Phoebe, she would really like it if Brian here, who's playing Charlie, would be more sensitive to her needs. Be more sensitive, because he's always thinking about his needs. But he would like it if she were more aggressive in bed. Like, how about initiating sex every once in a while? He's always the initiator. He's tired of that. So they really feel that their desires are driving them apart. That they're growing apart. Even though they have two kids and a mortgage and all these reasons not to grow apart, including that they're in love. So they came to the Institute, to Bonoboville, and I had them watch the bonobos, and they saw how aggressive the females can be, and how sensitive the bonobo boys can be, and they released their inner bonobos with Phoebe, played by Christina, being very aggressive about sex, and Brian, who's playing Charlie, being very sensitive. Now, at a certain point, we thought, wow, this is great. Would you guys like it if we filmed you? Because we love to film. So they said, oh my God, I don't know. We don't want anybody to recognize us. So I said, how about if you wear masks? So everybody put on masks now. Because once they put on the masks, they felt, wow. Free. Other people put on masks too. Put on a mask and move around. Yes. Sometimes putting on a mask releases your inner bonobo because it creates a mystery where there has been all that familiarity. And it's funny and it's silly. And that's part of sex, to be funny and silly. But it also works. It definitely works. And they had great sex. We call it BLT, but it's much better than a sandwich. It's Bonobo Liberation Therapy. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And it was so good. They had a great sex time that time and over again. And they're happy and their kids are happy. And now they have a new hobby, filming each other while having sex. Thank you. You can applaud them. Applaud them, please. Filming each other having sex, which people are doing all over the world. And isn't that what we're celebrating here at AdultCon? We're celebrating people, you know, documenting themselves having sex. Maybe you do that. Maybe you're interested in doing that. It's something very exciting that a lot of people like to do. And it is a way to release your inner bonobo. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. There are many, many ways to release your inner bonobo. Uh-huh. And you can find a lot of them at AdultCon. Once again, AdultCon does support one of the great shamed activities of all of our lives, masturbation. Bonobos show you that masturbation is very natural. So do a lot of animals, of course, but bonobos are really into it. In the wild, as well as in the zoo, maybe especially in the zoo, because it's kind of like human prison, where people masturbate a lot, or human marriage, right? Another joke. He laughed. He got that one. Okay. But as George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. Got that one. Okay. So we know it's okay. And we shouldn't let our political, religious leaders try to tell us not to masturbate. Because there's nothing wrong with it. And there's nothing wrong with appreciating pornography in a consensual, sharing manner. Bonobos love porn. There's one bonobo that watches porn. Not only do they like to actually do it, I call them the porn stars of the great ape world, which a lot of primatologists get upset with me for, but they are. A lot of bonobos like to actually watch porn. They do, of each other, as well as of humans. And in fact, there's a famous bonobo, you might have seen him on YouTube, who does, he beats humans at video games, as well as he toasts marshmallows and makes hot dogs, and he loves to jack off to pictures of human ladies in fur coats. Makes sense if you think about it, yeah. So, masturbation is a beautiful thing, that's right. And yeah, it's not the greatest sex, but you know, sex doesn't always have to be the greatest. Sometimes it just has to be good. Because the idea here is to make peace through pleasure, because we certainly need it in our crazy, unpeaceful world. We certainly do. And it starts with you. I mean, maybe you can't change the world, but you can change you, you can change your life, you can have better sex today. And you know, the Bonobo Way has a bunch of ways to have better sex, absolutely. The 12 steps to liberating your inner bonobo and having sex like a porn star, you know, if you want to do that, but not, you know, it does. You don't have to. Bonobos like to have slow sex too. That's right. Yeah. Some people like slow sex. You can have AVN award-winning sex, and bonobos do that the best. Or you can just have cuddle sex, like our cuddle expert Christina specializes in cuddle sex. That's right. So get the Bonobo Way, or get spanked by it. That's right, at many universities I do book signings, which I'm also doing here. I'm signing copies of the book, but I'm also doing book spankings, which I understand are okay because it's not a hand touching the butt. It's just, it's a book spanking, right. So so you wanna get a book spanking? I think you should get over my knee though. Okay, so I need to sit down. Okay, so Christina is going to receive a book spanking. Okay, so get over the knee and down, that's right. And read the Bonobo Way or get spanked by it. Okay, and that was good, all right? Are you ready for your spanking? Oh, if we have to do it until Jackie's really in pain, we'll be here all night. Okay, are you wearing panties under this? No. No, I can't lift this up then. Bad girl for not wearing panties. Bad girl for not wearing panties in AdultCon, where you can show a sliver of thong if you want, but not what's behind it. Mm-hmm. See, books make great spanking paddles. They do. And bonobos love to play and spank. And there's even such a thing as BDSM, bonobo style. Okay, let's hear it for Jackie Blue. And, oh, look who's here. Oh, you're wearing a little G-string. You're a good girl. Good girl. Look at that tight butt. Oh, my. We're just going to give some soft pats to begin with. Oh, how I wish I could, you know, dispense with the rules and kiss this ass. But I can't, so I'll just spank it. Yeah, and it's so beautiful. This is Alex Moore, the up-and-coming porn star of your future dreams. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, she's going to win an ABN award one day. And we're spanking her for it in advance, so we're not jealous, right? Okay, don't be jealous. Give a spanking. Okay, thank you for that. All right.
Whoa, ooh, we got a good view back here. I don't know about you. Okay. Woohoo! So, are you getting a spanking, whatever boy? Okay. Okay, shirt off. Yeah, you can take your shirt off. You can't take your pants down.
Got a herbal.
Yeah, it works. Okay. It worked. The herbal.
The herbal erectile thing.
Oh, wow. I feel the effects of the herbal supplement working on my knees. Whoa. Read the bonobo way or get spanked by it. Be well read or get well read.
That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
And see, when naughty bonobo boys misbehave, then the milfs do punish them, but they never kill them. That's the thing. When anybody misbehaves in common chimpville or in humanville, you can get killed, but not in bonoboville. They give you a spanking, and then they give you some squeezes and send you on your way. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any others?
Have I been bad?
Yeah, you've been bad. Hasn't she been bad? Has Danielle been bad?
Yes.
Okay.
But she's so good. Danielle is one of the stars of Django Unchained. That's right. She plays Coco. And she is in Weed. Anybody watch Weeds? Weeds? Or anybody smoke weed? Anybody?
You should watch the show Weeds if you smoke weed.
All right. Over the Knee of Mama.
Okay, Mama. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she's engaged in some public sex, naughty girl. But Danielle likes to get caught. Some people like to get caught. The Bonobos like to get caught, actually. They're exhibitionists and voyeurs.
Like,
yeah, absolutely. Nice book. Oh, yeah. And these books are actually available. Learn the bonobo way. There are 12 steps to liberating your inner bonobo. 1, see the bonobos. 2, be a bonobo. 3, build bonobos in bed. Do it like a porn star. 4, outer course is it. You don't have to do it like a porn star. You can just do outer course all the time, and it's fun. 5, mixed food and sex. This is where the bonobo way should not be a blueprint. It should just be an inspiration. Because it could give you indigestion to have too much food and sex mixed together. Although putting a little whipped cream on your banana can make it taste better. And then 6, explore the opposite sex within you. That's right. The sexes are not really opposite. You know, we all have a masculine and feminine side, and it's good to explore the male within the female and the female within the male and blah, 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 blah. Trans people get to do all of it. And 7, make peace through pleasure. That's the most important thing right now with our orange hobgoblin orangutan, with apologies to orangutans who are really nice apes, but with him in the White House, we have to learn to make peace through pleasure. And 8, practice ethical hedonism. That's right, you don't have to be religious to be ethical. It feels good to do good. And 9, be bonobo friendly. Bonobos love to have sex with their friends, but even more, they love to have sex with strangers. That's right. We would not be so stranger phobic if not for our political leaders. Inside of us, we like strangers too. That's why we sometimes fall in love at first sight. 10, create your own Bonoboville. What is Bonoboville? Well, this is Bonoboville. Yeah, Danielle, you're in a good position right
here. Okay, all
right. So, this is our Bonoboville. In a way, Adult Con is a Bonoboville. Support sexual people. Support your local porn stars. Vote for porn positive, women positive, trans positive legislation.
Yeah.
And
one laugh too. 11, swing through life. Whether you're enjoying a swing party or surviving an earthquake or a hurricane, it's important to swing through life. And now 12, my favorite. Save the bonobos.
Yeah.
Because they are highly endangered and they're being hunted as bushmeat in Africa. And you must support Lola Ya Bonobo and Bonobo Conservation Initiative and the Bonobo Project, which made my bracelet, not the adult con one, the white one. I bonobo you means I love you. I bonobo you could mean I F U C, you know, also you. Bonobos are our patron saints of sex positive, porn positive people. Everybody has their cause. Everybody does. There's so much to give to. Hurricane victims and war victims and they're all important, and other endangered species. But the bonobos provide a great ape paradigm for great sex. So let's make sex great again.
Yeah.
Because politicians shouldn't be the only ones screwing us. Right? Yeah, we should screw each other. Yay! So make like bonobos, not baboons. That's right. Yeah, and give to the bonobos and go bonobos. That's right. So I want to say make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. And I thank you for being a great audience. And if you want a book or a book spanking or a free postcard or an impeached Trump button coming up to the stage. Or a banana, right. We also have banana.
Yeah, we also have banana.
Or cream pie, actually. We have some really excellent
cream pie.
And we can start squashing now.
Give them the cream pie.
Do you want to squash? Right, I am the only one who can actually show porn here.
Cream pie? Does anybody want a cream pie?
Here.
Fresh from Uncle Bob. Get a cream pie.
This is the best part. This is what I get after I do my job.
Facebook. I didn't even know we were shooting on Facebook today, but I'm glad to be here, and we're going to, you know, hang out at AdultCon, do some hoka hoka, lick some bananas and some cream pies, and we'll see you later. Go bonobos! Go bananas. For love.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.